Emergency session, commissioners.
Yeah, we'll just do it. I had Randy down there.
Okay. If you're ready, let's go for it. All right, so our morning policy session is from Transportation and Development, Bull Run, and Dodge Park Bridge Updates. Yep. Mike Besner, Assistant Director of Transportation, is here.
I can angle myself. Probably had others too, but I can manage it. All right. Thank you.
Get out of Dodge.
It's better than the dog jokes I usually get. So.
Did you spend a bull your way through this?
Yes. Any others?
Go ahead, Mike. Right.
So Clackamas County owns two bridges that are up north of Sandy. And I'm just going to call them the Dodge Park Bridge and the Bull Run Bridge. The Dodge Park Bridge carries Lusted Road over the Sandy River. The Bull Run Bridge carries Bull Run Road over the Bull Run River.
These two are the 180 bridges we have?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, two of the 180 bridges we have. These two are unique compared to the rest. They are ancient. They are original. They originally came from the Burnside Bridge that was built in 1894. And that bridge was replaced in 1926 by Multnomah County. I assume it was Multnomah County at the time. Maybe it was Portland. I don't know. And we, Clackamas County, said, hey, we'll take those. And so we got two segments of it and put one at Dodge Park and one at Bull Run. That was in 1926. Now, as you're probably aware, Multnomah County is currently trying to replace the bridge that replaced the bridge that these two were a part of. Okay? They are 125 years old, which is very, very old. As a result, they require an awful lot of love, more and more as time goes on. In the last 20 years, we've had a lot of maintenance projects to keep these bridges operational. They are important. Even though they don't serve a lot of traffic, they serve a lot of truck traffic. The Portland Water Bureau is reliant on the Bull Run Bridge. There's logging operations reliant on these, school buses, emergency services, a lot of interest in keeping these open. Currently, and I included some photographs that you may or may not be able to see well, but the Bull Run Bridge, we recently found a hole in it.
All the way through?
Yeah, concrete deck. The bridge is, everything's safe here, so I don't want to alarm anybody who's going to listen to this. But we found a hole, so we're fixing it. Dodge Park. And there's a picture here that you may or may not be able to see. The paint is just coming off of it, and it's got a lot of rust. Yep. And unfortunately, the cost to permanently fix some of these is quite high, but I'll get to that in a minute or two.
That's the hole that got me.
Yeah. There's literally a hole.
How far is the water down? Could you drop a line and catch a salmon, pull it up to there?
I bet you could. If it's not. Wow. It's not 100 feet or anything. So, the other thing that's complicating this for us, because it's one thing to just keep putting Band-Aids on it and calling it good. Load ratings, which is the technical term for figuring out how heavy of a truck can go over it without posting, are changing for trusses like these. And currently, ODOT is reevaluating both of them. And we anticipate both of them are going to become weight restricted. This is even if they were in great shape. Okay? This is new. Well, that's a big deal. And I don't have all the answers today because we don't have all the results back from that yet. But load restrictions will have an impact on all those stakeholders that I mentioned. Our motor carrier folks are busy going out to these interests and finding, hey, what's your exact configuration and weights of your truck so that we're not posting for generic stuff and maybe we could do special permits for their exact configuration. But we don't have all those answers yet. But we're fairly certain summer might be a problem. We're thinking school buses are probably okay, but things that are really heavy might not be okay. So that's coming. So the ways that we normally replace bridges, and we've replaced quite a lot of bridges in my 20 years here, is mostly using federal money through the Highway Bridge Program, and which is administered through ODOT. And we, Clackamas County, have been very, very successful at getting a pretty good amount of federal money to replace our bridges as they age. And the OTIA program was another way we used. More recently, we've also been applying for a build grant, formerly TIGER, again, federal aid, and we applied last time around for the Bull Run Bridge, and we didn't get it. We got feedback, which and there's a new application process coming, so we're preparing one, and with the board's permission, we'll submit it. And again, we're using everything we learned. And part of that is trying to find more of a partner. So last time we got all these wonderful letters of support, and they were good. Didn't do that much. We were told didn't have enough skin in the game ourselves. So we're going to amp up our match a little bit. We're reaching out to some of these stakeholders to see if they'll give us a little bit of money this time. Not asking for a lot of money. A nominal amount of money, so we can say, hey, they gave us $10,000. They gave us $50,000, something. So far, I haven't had a taker. I'm going to be getting a little more aggressive with it probably if everyone turns us down. Say, hey, folks, if you don't give us this money, we're probably not going to get this grant. So that's an effort that is ongoing. We have, and the board, we updated the board on this last time we applied. We have been proceeding with what we call a 30% design on the Bull Run Bridge. Which means basically we figure out how big it's going to be, where it's going to go exactly, what material it's going to be made of, and we can get a real good cost estimate. We've been doing that work. We hired a consultant to do it, so its readiness is a little bit higher than it was last time. And we're going to continue finishing that process. We are going to be fixing the hole in the bridge. That's probably going to cost between $100,000 and $150,000.
Oh.
We did get an engineering consultant to go out, a bridge expert to go out and look at the rest of the bridge because we were kind of afraid. And it turns out they said, no, it's actually not bad. And so, yeah, we have a hole. We're going to fix the hole, but we'll probably make a few other minor repairs. But it's not, in general, we're okay. But these are going to keep happening. And the Dodge Park Bridge, we were hoping to paint it. We had a project that we started getting ready, and painting things like that are not easy. You need to remove lead-based paint. You're over the Sandy River. It's very, very expensive, and we estimate it's about a $2.5 million project.
Wow, just to paint it.
It's more expensive to paint a bridge than it is to fix a hole in the bridge.
Well, yeah, the hole's pretty easy. Just pour some concrete.
Then it has environmental issues.
Yeah, so we pulled back on the project. Like, how can we justify that kind of expenditure on this bridge that's 125 years old? So it's part of why we're here today. And then once we get these load restrictions, we're not really sure at this point what we would need to do to remove the load restriction. And how much money that will cost, specifically for Bull Run, which is a little bit more critical because that's a prime access to Weyerhaeuser property, a couple other loggers, and to Bull Run, where obviously Portland gets their drinking water. So my purpose here today, should probably started with that, but my purpose here today is to get you up to speed on the challenge we're facing with these two old bridges, talk about what we're trying to do to keep them going as long as we can, and to discuss the ramifications if we say, we're going to do minor maintenance projects and keep them going as best we can, but we're not going to invest in a large capital improvement on these. Instead, we're going to go all in on replacement, knowing full well it's possible that we might have to post them at some point in the future at an amount that will cause some trouble.
You prepared for a motion?
Sure.
Okay. Staffer have recommended options 2, 3, and 4, and I'll read them. Invest road fund in minor maintenance projects to keep both bridges open to light traffic and the heaviest loads possible without significant investment. Pursue a federal build grant to replace the Bull Run Bridge at $8.5 million. And pursue other federal or state grants to replace the Dodge Park Bridge at $10 million. Those are the recommendations of staff, and I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to support staff recommendation on the two bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, and 4. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your presentation, too, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Finished before I started.
Have you been there, by the way? Have you been down there?
I have not been to either one of those.
Years ago, I was.
Yeah, I went.
Sounds like we need a tour.
Back in the day,
a tour of the dam. I mean, Bull Run, and I have never been down there.
After you've patched the hole, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Fair enough.
Thank you. That is all the policy sessions for this morning. Next, we'll be back here at 1:30 p.m.
Wow. Wow.